Repurposed.
Yeah, so maybe if we pass the projector over, and while we're letting Lisa get set up, Mark, if you wanted to talk about the...
It doesn't really seem germane to what we're talking about right now.
Okay, that's fine. We can come back to that then.
Can I pass that one?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay, so while Lisa's getting set up, Jan has a report.
Yeah, it's the Dance Heritage Coalition's Statement of Best Practices and Fair Use Dance-Related Materials. If anybody wants a copy of this or hasn't already gotten one, please take one. It was a few-year project with lawyers and dancers and other people to figure out best practices and fair use, which is one of the ways in which fair use gets actually standardized.
Do you have any sense of where this is in the field now? I mean, who has it and how they
they've actually, the Dance Heritage Coalition has done a pretty good job of distributing it to people through Dance USA and all kinds of other conferences that they've attended, as well as having it on their website, and as well as me handing it out every time I'm in a group of people, and as well as the other people who are members of the organization, and like the fair use for documentary filmmakers, it's beginning to have an actual life out, you know, within the the world of how materials can be used, especially because fair use is such a not clear defined, is not a clear defined legal state. So best practices is what becomes legal practice when they see what is happening within the field. And that's how the is this ready? Should I stop?
No, keep going.
with the documentary filmmakers, one of the things that happened is that when they had the documentary filmmakers best practices, people could not get their documentaries used accepted because of insurance reasons, because they couldn't prove that they had all the rights. And when they had the best practices printed up and delivered and used, they began to be able to get the insurances without all the underlying rights holders having signed off saying that they were using it as fair use. And that actually changed how things could be used, which then meant, because they could get the insurance, that they could then get on to broadcast channels and stuff. So we're hoping similar thing will happen with dance materials to some extent, because then we're also at the same time, you know, gatekeepers of artistic rights. And
so who did that happen with?
That was with the filmmakers' best practices.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, it's always a balance between rights holders' rights, which we want to protect as well, but then not to have rights holders be unable to get a copy of their own videotape because of restrictions mostly by unions.
Yeah, even though we did